Just 2 weeks ago, the television series Deadliest Catch seemed to be in serious trouble. The Discovery Channel had filed a $3 million lawsuit against the captains of the Time Bandit, Jonathan and Andy Hillstrand. It then looked like the brothers were going to drop out of the show, and that Sig Hansen, who is captain of the Northwestern, was going to join them in solidarity. All this 2 weeks before the Red King crab fishery opens, and with a production crew all set to arrive on the island of Unalaska. Now it looks like everything has been smoothed out, and Friday, all three captains released statements saying that they're coming back for the seventh season of the show. On an island an ocean away, this would probably be welcome news. That is, if the show's fans at Guantanamo Bay ever knew that all this drama happened in the first place. Deadliest Catch is the most popular show among the detainees being kept as terrorism suspects there. According to Lieutenant Colonel Andrew McManus, it's constantly being checked out of Guantanamo Bay's 1,400 DVD library.
It's the most popular television show they ask for. Now, understood that there's some they would never watch. They have to culturally be in line with what detainees would watch, and that obviously there's no issue with Deadliest Catch.
Things like raunchy comedies and political thrillers are off-limits for the detainees. They instead tend to watch nature shows, Jackie Chan movies, and soccer when there are games available. Over a year ago, the Joint Detention Group increased the availability of television and radio to detainees who have demonstrated good behavior to help improve their relationship with the guards. In Camp 6, where many of these compliant detainees are housed, there's a 50-inch flat-screen TV mounted in every block. And on those screens, Deadliest Catch is often playing. Nobody's sure why it's so popular exactly, but there are a few theories. First of all, the show is easy to follow. While many of the detainees speak English, not all of them do. There isn't a lot of dialogue in Deadliest Catch, and you don't necessarily need to understand what people are saying to get what's going on. Andrea Prassow is Senior Counterterrorism Counsel at Human Rights Watch, and she explains that there might also be some cultural factors contributing to Deadliest Catch's popularity. It's a pretty family-friendly show, and there isn't much in the way of profanity or sex that could offend someone with strict religious beliefs.
I think there are only men on the show. That might, for some people, make them more comfortable watching it.
Keith Colburn is the captain of the Wizard, and this will be his fifth season on the show. He thinks detainees might like it because being a crab fisherman in Alaska is so removed from the detainees' lives.
It's escapism. They can get so immersed in what's happening. And, you know, the show is made to where it's like a soap opera where every show ends with an event that keeps you hanging.
But then again, maybe the two experiences have at least a couple of things in common. The quarters on a fishing vessel are cramped, and everybody aboard is far from home. One fisherman I talked to joked that maybe it's the orange coveralls. After all, as Andy Hillstrand said on the second season, life on a boat can be like prison, with the chance of drowning. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez. I'm a cowboy.